Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, everybody, we have a lot more news to run through and no time to waste. The Epstein file cover-up being perpetrated by the Trump administration is the largest cover-up and scandal since Watergate. I would even argue that this is bigger in size, scope, scale than the Watergate cover-up that was perpetrated by Nixon. We have Donald Trump and all of the peripheral agencies surrounding him working in unison, in tandem, to cover up the Epstein files. Kash Patel lied in front of Congress months ago and said that Jeffrey Epstein didn't traffic girls to anyone. Pam Bondi lied on Fox News months ago and said, the files are on my desk, they'll be released soon. Well, they weren't released until Democrats and Republicans in Congress had to force a discharge petition onto the House floor. A small group of Democrats like Ro Khanna and Republicans like Rand Paul used their leverage to essentially like smack Speaker of the House Mike Johnson back into reality and say, dude, we have to release these files. Well, this morning, the Epstein survivors are blasting the Department of Justice for its mishandling of the files. This administration is like stepping on a rake over and over. It is cartoon-esque how much they are failing. Pam Bondi goes on TV, lies, and then realizes she lied and just gets community noted on Twitter right after. Elon Musk, who was a part of the administration, came out and said Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. And after the Epstein files were forced to be released, the cover-up has only gotten more bizarre and more severe. Remember the video I made the other day where DOJ files were deleted from the website in the middle of the night? Remember, they've redacted 37 pages of files saying that we had to entirely redact this to censor victims' names. Then they unredacted those files and there were no victims' names while they accidentally let victims' names slip through in other files. So this cover-up has not only been brazen, but we need to be relentlessly hitting home and hammering how this is just massive. If Watergate made the history books and has its own, you know, chapter in the history books, this should have five chapters in the history books. This is a major abuse of power, and that's what the Epstein survivors are calling out. Statement from the survivors on December 22nd. Quote, the Epstein Files Transparency Act imposed a December 19th deadline for the United States DOJ to release its full records of the investigation of Jeffrey Epstein and his accomplices and enablers, with specific narrow exceptions such as survivor identities, which of course, it's common sense. You redact survivors' identities, but nowhere in the Epstein Files Transparency Act did it say you also get to redact the names of government officials or people who may be donors. You also get to redact the names of people who may be friendly. There were so many names redacted that were not survivors. This law, enacted by a nearly unanimous vote in the House and unanimously in the Senate, and signed by the president, was clear. It afforded no permission for delayed disclosure. Instead, the public received a fraction of the files. Remember, this is coming from the survivors. And it's important to point out, these Epstein survivors have been working for decades to have their voice heard, whether it's a small judge in Florida who just refuses to hear them, or it's administrations covering up. Now, this administration, the Trump administration, is uniquely scandalous in the way they are trying to, suppress the survivors' voice. Remember when the survivors gave a press conference outside the Capitol about their stories, and then Donald Trump was inside of the White House saying that the Epstein files were a hoax? Absolutely wild. But to continue, instead, the public received a fraction of the files, and what we received was riddled with abnormal and extreme redactions with no explanation. At the same time, numerous victim identities were left unredacted, causing real and immediate harm. No financial documents were released. Grand jury minutes, though approved by a federal judge, fully blacked out. Not the scattered redactions that might be expected to protect victims' names. Scattered redactions are different, but they were fully blacked out, 119 full pages blacked out. We were told that there are hundreds of thousands of pages of documents still unreleased. These are clear-cut violations of an unambiguous law. Moreover, the partial release was done in a manner that made it difficult or impossible for survivors to find materials that would be most relevant to our search for accountability. There's been no guidance for survivors on how to locate materials, nor have we been provided with copies of our own files despite repeated requests. No communication with survivors or our representatives as to what was withheld, or even why hundreds of thousands of documents have not been disclosed. The lack of transparency, I feel like that's an understatement. It's not just lack of transparency coming from this administration. They want to black out the entire country's view of what's going on in the DOJ and in the FBI. The final page then says, it is alarming that the United States Department of Justice, the very agency tasked with upholding the law, has violated the law, both by withholding massive quantities of documents and by failing to redact survivor identities. As women who survived the crimes perpetrated by Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, we call upon the DOJ to explain to the public why they have missed a legal deadline. For documents that are publicly released, careful, lawful redactions are essential. Of course, the survivors then say, moreover, we call upon Congress to stand up for the rule of law. The survivors then all list their names at the bottom, and it's very important to point out that Kash Patel seems to have perjured himself on the stand a few months back. This ties into the broader cover-up, but take a listen to this video of Kash Patel. Then I'm going to bring in our lead policy advisor, Micah Irfan, to just explain the scale of this. Take a listen here.
There's no credible information. None. If there were, I would bring the case yesterday that he trafficked to other individuals. And the information we have, again, is limited.
So the answer is no one?
For the information that we have.
In the files?
In the case file.
Okay.
You're watching in real time the people who wanted to drain the swamp becoming the swamp. He's saying there was no trafficking at all? That is a complete lie. He was sitting in front of Congress and he lied. Micah. We've been talking about the Epstein files for the past 6 months. I mean, for longer than that, but ever since Elon Musk sent that tweet out, we have been hammering home the importance of releasing these files. Can you explain to me the size, the scale, and the stakes of this situation?
Yeah, like you said earlier, Adam, this is truly bigger than Watergate. I mean, since July 2025, the FBI and the DOJ have been engaged in a very clear and open lie to the American people. The two-page memo that the FBI released in July 2025 said that there were no additional files to be released. All the files they had were basically child pornography, and they could not be released. And they also said what Kash Patel said right there to Congress. They said that there was no evidence of any sort of third-party clients or any receiving party of Jeffrey Epstein's child trafficking. Now we know that's not true. Since they said that, we've received tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of files that they've withheld from us. None of them have been child pornography. And as you mentioned earlier, we've seen also a ton of redactions, a ton of withholding of files that later they say that they will release in violation of the law. It seems, though, it's very interesting that they've redacted everything but victims' names, because victims are attacking them for not redacting their own names. Now, we've known for months, and we've reported on this as well, that a huge number of government workers at the FBI and the DOJ were tasked with redacting specifically information regarding Trump. It seems like they've been very successful with that. And I just find it so funny. It seems like the DOJ right now is surprised that people are upset at them, right? Like, they are very obviously protecting pedophile elites in direct violation of their own promises. Meanwhile, they have the audacity to say that they're the most transparent administration in U.S. history. I mean, nobody should be surprised in the Trump administration that Americans are angry that they're doing the exact opposite of what they promised.
They're so transparent that they're killing CBS stories. They're so transparent they're hiding the Epstein files, hiding economic data. This administration is trying to pull the wool over the eyes of Americans en masse. Listen, I don't want my taxpayer dollars going towards thousands of FBI agents being located to Winchester so they can redact files en masse of Trump's name. I don't like that. There are many reports that it's Winchester where they are redacting these files. To continue with the Watergate framing as well, you know, the Watergate cover-up was perpetrated by key advisors of the president. So people like his domestic advisor, his chief of staff, and his counsel, they were all covering this up and Nixon's involvement. But the reality is that is small compared to the size of what's happening in not only Trump's small circle, but the surrounding agencies. So now you have the FBI, Kash Patel, actively lying. You have Pam Bondi actively lying on TV. You have multiple institutions in a top-down manner ordering people to redact these files. This is like if Nixon would have ordered the FBI to all relocate to Winchester so they could redact the Watergate files or whatever. This is way, way bigger.
Right. I mean, in the case of Watergate, it was spying on the Democratic Party, which is bad. I mean, of course, that's a terrible thing that happened. But this is a case of raping young women, sometimes 13 years old, sometimes even younger, by the most powerful people in our society, maybe the president of the United States. And the DOJ and the FBI thinks they can pull a fast one. And their GOP propagandists will be able to push their narrative on other issues so people won't pay attention. But here's the unfortunate thing for them. There's channels like this one, which will talk about this no matter what the administration wants. We're not going to stop covering this. And it's honestly hard to keep track of the number of controversies and mistakes and sub-scandals within this broader mess up on part of the Trump administration. You remember earlier how the FBI said they released raw footage of Epstein's cell that Yep. proved that he didn't kill himself. And then we found out it wasn't of his cell. It was actually edited. And they said there was nobody that walked around in the footage. There actually was one person who walked around the footage. They can't even keep the basic facts of their narrative straight. And here's the thing. I think it's bygone time, not only that we start prosecuting the people and investigating the people that are related to Jeffrey Epstein that might be clients, but also the people within the FBI and the DOJ, which are lying to protect pedophile elites. Kash Patel went before Congress. He gave sworn testimony. And now we already know that he was lying. And that's not the only case. Pam Bondi has lied. She should be impeached. And criminal prosecutions, investigations should happen into these people because our intelligence agencies, our Department of Justice should actually work for the American people. And that won't happen until there's actual accountability for things like this.
The good news is we have legal grounds to prosecute these people, to impeach or indict these people based on the Epstein Files Transparency Act. They set out a 30-day deadline, and that was a hard deadline. It wasn't like a wishy-washy, oh, we could wait another 20 days and maybe redact, then unredact some stuff. No, this is not a game for the survivors. This is not a game for the people who want transparency in this administration. And just to back it up, the administration is playing like this with every single issue. They're not just covering up the Epstein files. Even with the economy, they're covering up economic data. Even with stories about immigration and CCOT, they're trying to kill CBS stories, use the leverage of the executive branch to sue, and therefore create an environment where people are too scared to cover stories about the Trump administration. So all of this combines to paint a pretty damning picture. If you want more from Micah Irfan and Adam Mockler, subscribe to Mockler Media, subscribe to Micah Irfan below, and I love you all. Peace out.
Thanks. That's right.